Men are the weaker sex.
Now, traditionally, women are generally known as the weaker sex, so they're not as strong as men and need to be protected. But in terms of health, women are the strong, healthy ones, so men are supposedly the weaker sex.
So, why are men the weaker sex in terms of health? Writer Doug Devaney told the BBC's Breakfast television programme how he started taking tablets for angina, a type of heart condition. But unfortunately, Doug was still getting chest pains, and a few days later, he collapsed in the street.
15 minutes later, after the initial attack, I thought, oh, well, I've got through that, and so forth. I went off and carried on my business as usual. And then was like, but then I realised after a while that I couldn't run to the bus or anything like that, so I just thought, well, I've already been there. I don't want to be a fuss. I don't want to be a burden.
Wow. Just 15 minutes later, it was business as usual for Doug. He carried on doing what he usually does. Doug should have gone back to the hospital when he was still getting pains in his chest. But he didn't. Shocking.
Definitely. And that helps to explain why men are the weaker sex. They find it difficult to ask for medical help when they need it, which can be dangerous. For example, Rob, did you know that men are more likely than women to get cancer and die from it? And they're more likely to commit suicide.
No, I didn't know that. That's really shocking.
And sad too. So if more men ask for medical attention, more lives could be saved. Of course, doctors are there to look after us. We're not a burden to them, even if, like men, many of our illnesses are caused by lifestyle choices. Rob, what are lifestyle choices?
Well, these are things that we choose to do in life, such as drinking and smoking too much, an unhealthy diet maybe, or not getting enough exercise. Those are all lifestyle choices.
Now, as men tend to work more hours than women, it can be more difficult or harder for them to ask for the help they need and get to doctor's appointments. But are there other reasons why they don't? Peter Baker is chief executive of the charity The Men's Health Forum, and Peter has a possible answer for us.
I think men are still stuck in the attitude they mustn't admit there's something wrong with them. They mustn't show weakness, admit a vulnerability. And I think this makes it much harder to ask for help from a doctor or another health professional.
So men have an attitude, a way of thinking that they just won't change. They're stuck in their attitude, which makes it harder for them to ask for medical help.
Experts say that we men believe we mustn't let other people know, we mustn't admit that there's something wrong with us. And Doug's story shows us how dangerous it can be.
Exactly. Peter Baker says that men believe they mustn't show weakness or vulnerability. So what can be done to change this situation where men are now the weaker sex when it comes to health? Here's Peter Baker again with two suggestions.
I think we've got to do two things. We've got to educate men, change men's attitudes, make them more aware. We've also got to make the system much more accessible.
So, the medical system needs to be easier to use. It needs to be more accessible, and men need to be made more aware.
Yes, men need help to understand more about when it's really important for them to get medical help and why, even if the problem was caused by lifestyle choices.
Absolutely.